In this bulletin, science experts prepared to meet to discuss ways of mitigating climate change's effects on bushfires. Iran arrests a number of suspects accused of a role in shooting down a Ukrainian airliner. And in tennis, smoke forces Australian Open organisers to again delay the start of qualifying matches. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The federal government has announced $100 billion in funding to support bushfire-affected farmers and primary producers. Prime Minister Scott Morrison met with business leaders to discuss bushfire recovery today. It's estimated up to 150,000 small businesses have been impacted in the past few months. Labor's Deputy Richard Marles is now calling for a small business task force.
I think we need to see something of that kind now to make sure that all the action is there on behalf of business, so that we're listening to them, but we're able to do everything we can in relation to that red tape.
Agriculture Minister Bridget McKenzie is already anticipating higher prices for consumers.
You might have seen reporting that supermarkets are letting the Australian public know that they'll have to pay more for their red meat. Yes, you will. That they'll have to pay more for their fruit and vegetables because of the bushfires and the drought. Yes, you will.
And Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he's personally spoke to the United States government about downgrading its travel warning for Australia. The US removed advice to postpone trips yesterday. Australia has seen lower levels of tourism this summer amid the country's bushfire crisis. Mr. Morrison says he appreciates the US's decision.
I had the opportunity to raise this at very senior levels of the administration, and I particularly thank the US administration, obviously the President, but also Vice President Pence and also Secretary Pompeo for their kind attention and urgent attention to those issues. And we very much appreciate that being revised.
Iran says it's arrested an undisclosed number of suspects accused of a role in shooting down a Ukrainian airliner. Anti-government demonstrations triggered by the disaster have entered a fourth day following the shooting down of Ukraine International Airlines Flight 752, killing all 176 people on board. After days of denying blame, Iran acknowledged it had shot down the plane during a state of high alert. The timing caused speculation as it occurred hours after Iran fired missiles at US targets in Iraq to retaliate for the killing of Iran's most powerful military commander. Still overseas, and Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam says the territory will rebound from an economic downturn attributed to months of anti-government protests. Ms. Lam says $10 billion Hong Kong dollars per year will be used to support disadvantaged and elderly people. The city has been gripped by months of protests, which began last June over a now-withdrawn extradition bill and have developed into a call for Hong Kong's democratic freedom from China. Ms. Lam says people should remain optimistic.
I would advocate that we should have confidence in Hong Kong. Hong Kong will rebound after these months of social unrest, and we have a lot of opportunities in front of us that will give us more economic growth in the time to come to enable us to afford these measures to support the livelihood of the disadvantaged. So that's a position that we take.
In tennis, air pollution in Melbourne caused by bushfire smoke has caused health problems and stopped play at two tournaments across the city. Former women's world number one Maria Sharapova and Germany's Laura Siegmund have called off the Kyong Classic match late in the second set. Both Sharapova and Siegmund reported feeling the onset of coughing fits and breathing issues as a result of the smoke, citing it as the reason for calling off the match. Sharapova stood by the umpire's decision to stop the match.
After 2.5 hours, I think that was the right call from the umpires. Yeah, I think both of us felt it, yeah.
Across the city, Slovenian Dalia Jakupovic has collapsed to her knees after a coughing fit from smoke, forcing her to withdraw from the match. She was leading her round one Australian Open qualifying match against Switzerland's Stefanie Vogelaar. A look at the weather for the rest of today. It's sunny in Perth, 36. It's partly cloudy in Adelaide, 28 for you. In Melbourne, smoky with afternoon showers and a possible storm, 34. A possible storm for Hobart, 31. Smoke haze for Canberra as well, 33. It's partly cloudy in Wollongong, 25 for you. Much the same for Sydney and Newcastle, tops of 27. 27 degrees also for Brisbane with a shower and a possible storm. It's partly cloudy in Cairns today, 33. And in Darwin, much the same, 34 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with SBS News.